You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. Before we get into our issues, I love this bumper music too.
This is the new Paul McCartney Beck song.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
You know that
I like
one.
It. It's that song.
Yep.
Hey, listen quickly. I just saw a thing on social media where you're talking about how yesterday was your 17th anniversary on the show.
Yeah, how about that?
And I should have sent you some sort of little note, but I spaced out on it.
I spaced out too. I saw it late last night. I was going through my little Facebook memories. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's the 1st of August. So how about that?
Congratulations. Thanks for hanging around for so long.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. Thanks.
It's too bad that it was on a weekend. You know what? I was looking ahead for your 20th, 3 years from now, and that will be on a Thursday.
Oh,
so
there we go. We'll have brownies.
You
or
and your new radio partner
oh,
will
stop.
Have a good time
oh my
with
God.
That.
Whatever. We can get another 10 years out of you. Come on.
10?
Yes, we can get
that's
another
like,
10 out of
you. It's like people who are driving a car that's like a 1997.
Oh,
and they're like,
you're still.
They're like,
whatever.
Can I get another like 50,000 miles out
you're
of this
You're not as
thing?
Old as that older guy down the dial, so you're doing fine.
gee, I've never felt better in my life. Uh-huh. Jeremy, thank
you're
you.
Doing
that's
good.
Wonderful. All right, let's take care of somebody's problem.
Yeah. Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Variety of ways to reach out to us. Give us a couple of them, please, sir.
Mix100.com. Click on the little Dom and Jeremy link right there at the top. You can reach us there. Or Facebook. We monitor that all morning. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Okay, so before we get to the entree, the problem that we're actually going to solve, I want to give some airtime to Sushil. She wrote in. She starts by saying, hey, boys, love the show. You make mornings fun. That's very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
She says, but.
Uh-oh.
I do have a small bone to pick with you. You repeatedly harp on Black Widow, the superhero.
Here we go.
For having no superpowers.
Zero.
Right. And we do. We
she
have
rides
some
a motorcycle
fun.
And she jumps and kicks.
She runs, jumps, kicks, and makes witticisms, right? She has witty banter.
Hero, yes. Superhero, no.
Right. So Sushil says, but tell me this. What superpowers does Batman have? None. She goes, he has the same skill set as Black Widow. If you're going to bash her, you've got to bash him too. And then she says, and that Black Widow movie was no worse or different than any other Marvel movie out there. Same basic formula. Just saying. She's right.
She's right.
Batman has no superpowers.
None. It's just a billionaire with a cool tool belt.
Yeah,
as and a fun suit.
When Jack Nicholson played the Joker, didn't he say something like, where does he get all those
something
remarkable toys?
Marvelous toys.
Marvelous toys. Where does he get all those marvelous toys? And that's Batman. He's got his utility belt, and he's got all this stuff
hanging
on there.
Little harpoon, little bat things that he flings. But he does have a rubber suit. Like, well, still, it's just a rubber suit.
I wrote back to her, and I said, well, he's got the Batmobile, which adds a few points.
And the Batplane and a Batmotorcycle.
And the helicopter. And all
the helicopter.
The Batcopter and everything.
There's more to him.
If Black Widow can get a few extra toys, and no, I don't mean that, but Sushil, you're right.
You're right.
From now on,
you're right.
When we bash Black Widow, we will equally bash Batman.
Yes. Maybe.
Off to our entree. This one comes from Michelle with one L. She says, here's my request for a 5-call says it all. My daughter is 15, turns 16 in September, and has insisted that I allow her to get a nose ring. It's not just the little stud that goes in the side. She wants the full septum piercing with the large ring that hangs down over her top lip.
You know, actually, I had to Google septum. Yeah, that's right there in the middle of your nose there, right?
So it's the little ring, so it looks like you're a pull toy.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle writes, I'm horrified that she wants this. She has at least 3 friends who have one, which means these parents had to give their blessing, which I don't understand. She says, my initial reaction was no, in all caps. But now I'm wondering if this is the right battle to choose. I need to know the pros and cons of allowing this. She writes, a little help from my favorite radio show, please. That's Michelle.
All right. So her daughter is how old? 15, you said?
15.
15. The pro, just quickly, while I'm thinking about it, to saying no and making her wait till she's 18 is maybe by the time 3 years passes that this she'll kind of get over this, you know, and grow out of it and realize that's not a good look. That's a pro, I think, right?
I can't agree with that.
What do you mean you can't agree with that?
I don't agree.
In 3 years, she'll be onto something else. She'll want a tattoo or something instead.
Well, she probably wants a tattoo now, too. We're just getting the septum piercing.
Septum.
I'm not completely... See, I'm...
Or is she going to rebel? Get double septum. At 18.
I don't have a problem with it, personally. The septum piercing, to me, I've seen enough both... young men and young women who have it. I'm like, that's sure. Interesting to me. Yeah. Plus, you know, it's not like a tattoo where it's there forever. With a septum piercing, you just take your ring out and it's not there anymore.
I don't think it's a good look, but that's just me personally. That's fine. Okay. It's not a good look.
Well, you're a very, and I don't mean this in a political sense. This is a small C. You're a very conservative guy.
Sure, I'm not.
When it comes to stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Have tattoos, piercings, anything.
Right, so you're very conservative
very buttoned
in,
up. Yes.
In that respect. And I'm kind of on the fence with things, and this doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
My vote would be, let her get it.
Mm. All right.
Your vote is no.
No.
What's your prediction with five calls?
I think, God, I don't know, because like you said, I'm so puckered when it comes to all this stuff. I'm not as open-minded.
I'm going to predict that we'll get, I think it's going to be unanimous, let
her do it. She's 15,
I could
let
be
her
wrong.
Have fun.
We could end up getting four calls that say no.
I am just worried that, I don't know if it'll get snagged and ripped out. I don't think it looks professional when you're out at this age trying to get a job, your first job. But then again, I guess you go work at like Tokyo Joe's or something, you know? I know they're hiring. And that fits perfectly. I don't like it, so no. Sorry. I don't have like this grandiose story or anything. I just don't like it.
It's kind of one of the reasons I like going to Tokyo Joe's because I love their expressions. I think it's really cool. And I love that they've got that feel, that vibe when you walk in.
Fine.
I'm going to say yes. Jeremy says no.
No!
We need five calls. We need every line lit up. Michelle with one L, her 15-year-old, is insisting on getting one of those septum piercings. So the nose ring that, you know, is like the ring that
hangs
down.
It's like a bull. It's like a bull.
Yeah, it's like a bull. Exactly. Michelle says, I'm horrified that she wants this. She has at least three friends who have one, which means these parents had to give their blessing. I think you got to be 18, is that right, to get you need a parental.
To go in on your own.
Yeah. Michelle says, my initial reaction was no, but now I'm wondering if this is the right battle to choose. I need to know the pros and cons of allowing this. A little help from my favorite radio show, please. Well, we immediately turn to the phones, and they are lit up like a Christmas tree in August.
Gosh. People know piercings.
They know the nose. Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
So are we saying yes or no?
No.
Vicky
why?
Says no. Well, yeah, why, Vicky?
Why?
Because, if she's only 15 and she's asking for the bull ring, what's she going to ask for when she's 16, 17, 18? I mean, the next thing will be the tattoo or more piercings or the weird, funky, big, giant ear ones. Or it just keeps going. So you have to set limits.
Why?
Early.
It's just it's like artistic expression.
Yeah, but can you have a talk? Like some of this stuff's permanent, it's gonna last forever.
The permanent stuff I agree with. But stuff like this that you can just take the jewelry out, they're gonna keep going.
They're gonna keep going and keep asking and keep going and after she's 18.
Where does it end, huh?
Where does it end?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well listen, Vicky, thank you for that call. We appreciate your time on this. Here's Leah. Leah, good morning.
Hello.
Is it a yes or a no?
It's a yes for a couple reasons.
All right.
So I got my nose pierced on my nostril when I was a little older than her. And I've just turned 40 and I've had it taken out for the past, 5 years or something like that. And if you get your nostril pierced, there's much more of a chance that it will leave a hole or a scar or something visible. But if you get your septum pierced, it doesn't leave a visible scar. So if she does want to take it out, whether it be a year or 20 years later, it's not going to be as noticeable. Not only that, but as to what you said about being professional, getting a job and that sort of thing, Jeremy, it's you can get the type of piercing where you can flip it up inside of your nose and it's sits there, so it's not even visible.
Don't you feel like you got like a booger in there all the time, I guess? Well, maybe you'd get used to it. The thing I was reading online about the septum piercing is it can get infected really easily. So, I mean, what if there's a really bad infection and they've got to remove, like, part of her nose or something?
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen.
That's all over the interwebs.
That's fear-mongering.
It's all over.
Leah, thank you very much for that call. But, you know,
You have to cover all the bases. You could potentially get a really bad infection. And that's
but you can walk outside and get run over by a bus, too.
That's why you stay away from buses.
You know, and another thing to keep in mind with this, you know, professional. 20 years ago, that was an argument. You start asking hiring managers today, they are much more lenient about some. I'm not saying all businesses, but I'm saying the majority of businesses, I think, are way more lenient about body art than they were 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, they are.
So I don't know. It's 1-to-1. I know that so far. Here's Rachel. Rachel, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I don't have any piercings.
I'm having a great day. Yeah. Neither one of us are pierced. Uh-oh. I don't know if that makes us squares or what. But what do you think?
I do have a nostril piercing, and I love it. In the world of masks right now, I can just easily cover it, but I also don't work at a place where it's an obscene type of thing. With the septum, she can flip it up so it can't be shown.
Yeah, that's what
I did not know that you could do that.
And it's really easy to clean. You would just get, like, salt water and dip a Q-tip on it.
Ooh. Yeah.
That would tickle my nose.
And then you could just, it just tickles a little, but it really cleans it well.
That's why I couldn't do it. I would giggle too much.
Rachel, we've got your
hey,
vote
did that
down
hurt?
For a yes.
Oh, you hung
Thank
up.
You.
I don't know how
very
bad that hurts. Like, that just seems like a thick piece to go through, doesn't it? Just in general. Like, that's another reason why I wouldn't do it. It would sting.
It's 2-to-1 in favor of yes. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome. What do you say, yes or no?
Morning, boys. I am a hard no.
Oh, now we're tied up.
You sound like a mom right now. Why?
I am a mom. In fact, I just put my fifth daughter in her pre-high school week this morning. And I have to tell you, one of the mom's concerns was, this means that three moms have already given their blessing to this, and how do I pick my battles? And I feel like as a mom, you look at some of those kids that walk into the high school today, and I wonder if their moms care when they walked out the door this morning. The way they dress, the way they...
How they present themselves, their appearance. It's the same parents that let their kids go to school in pajamas, you know? It's like, really? Is that how you want to present yourself?
I see what you're saying, but Jennifer, we got to run. We got to take a couple more calls. Thank you. I got your vote down for no. I just want to... I've always wanted to be careful that I never fall into the these kids these days routine, because
I think she was talking about these parents these days.
I know, but it's allowing the kids these days, you know, and I worry about going too far that direction, too.
That's where my mind instantly went with this email, that I don't feel like she's really concerned about what her daughter looks like. She's more concerned whether or not she's the cool mom or not.
Well, then, according to this, she wouldn't want to be the cool mom, because she's saying my first reaction was, no, I don't want to
let her
do it.
Right, but then she's like, should I do this? So I'm like, the cool mom?
I don't think so. I don't think she's trying to be cool. I think she's legit when she says, I'm wondering if I'm picking the right battle. Think of everything with 15 and 16-year-olds. Yeah. I mean, Lila's going to be 13, 14, 15 before you know it.
Oh, sure, I know,
And you are going to have to get into pick your battle mode, too.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
I'm moving out.
Dude, we're tied 2-to-2. Jordan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Put that phone right up to your mouth so we can hear you loud and clear, okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
What do you say? How old are you, Jordan?
I say yes.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Why do you say yes?
I say yes just because God knows whether or not she's going to get the piercing anyways, because nowadays it's so easy for friends to just, like, have each other pierce their noses and ears and stuff like that. So the mom should say yes, because then she'll know at least it's safely done. And if that's what her daughter truly wants, then she could go out and get it anyways, and it'd be, like, an unsafe situation.
Right. So it's not, you're saying, so it's not some back alley procedure.
Dirty needle.
That gets all infected and everything, right?
I don't think that's just a now.
If she really wants it, she's going to get it.
That's a great point. That's not just a nowadays thing. I know my grandma has told stories about going over to a friend's house when she was a kid and putting the potato behind her ear and piercing her ears, you know, because her mom wouldn't let her do it. It's a tale as old as time, Jordan.
Jordan, thank you very much for
that.
That's
a good point, though, actually.
Yeah. So this was, I was surprised that it was as close. I thought it was going to be kind of a runaway, but it wasn't.
Where did we land?
3-2 in favor of yes, let her do it.
All right. The masses have spoken.
3-2. And look, I'm not trying to be insensitive about the whole thing about kids these days. I get it. I mean, it's scary. It's scary. I'm really lucky because I raised my son years ago. And so I'm not having to, you know, I never had to put up with social media stuff or the pressures of social media with Dominic, like parents today have to put up with. I get it. But let me put it this way. There was a time. And it wasn't that long ago where rock and roll was the work of the devil and parents didn't want their kids listening to any rock and roll, right? Because that was the end of the world. And so times just change. And right now, getting a piercing in your nose,
it's just what you do, huh?
Look, if it's a choice between her getting a septum piercing in her nose, which she can take out when she gets tired of it or whatever... Sure. Versus her getting, you know, hooked on heroin or something.
Well, that is quite a leap there.
But I'm saying, is it really? Because you think about
Mom,
all the things.
Can you sign off on this so I can have my heroin?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have to write into a radio station and see what they think about the heroin issue.
Yeah.
I mean, say you start threatening that, you know, like, I might do this tactic. If you get a nose ring, then I get a nose ring.
Oh, watch that backfire on you like crazy. They'll be like, great, okay. Dad, we'll go together.
Wandering into work with a big hoop in my nose and a Maroon 5 tattoo on my arm.
Oh, that's great. Michelle, you wanted five calls says it all. The five calls said yes by a vote of 3-2.
Get your little pen out and sign that permission slip.
Man, oh, man. Thank you to everyone who called in. I thought those were all excellent calls. Very well done, people.